and welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris, better late than never, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the rather worrying but probably not unsurprising news that the G.I. Joe's Snake Eyes movie has already hit a speed bump is Justin, delayed by the bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. There was us looking forward to hearing more news coming out of the G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie camp, and then bam, we are hit with a rather disappointing, but honestly not shocking in the slightest, story regarding the film's principal photography delay due to the director, Robert Schwenke, getting the green light for a completely different film. HisTank.com reported that the budget has been approved for the director's own movie project, Seneca on the Creation of Earthquakes. The film had been in limbo for quite some time, so Schwenke decided to go ahead with it as soon as the approval came through. This means Snake Eyes will take a back seat for the time being, and he will resume his directorial position on the Joe movie once Seneca is completed. Despite all of this, the release date hasn't changed, although with the news of a delay already, I wouldn't be surprised if the film gets pushed back, as we expected from the beginning anyway. Justin, surprised, disappointed, fully expected?
All of the above. I'm a little bit surprised, you know, that they would pencil in and announce a director that could conceivably, you know, not be signed to an exclusive deal so he can turn around and run off to the next film as soon as it gets greenlit. That seems kind of weird, especially with principal photography scheduled to start pretty much any day now, or did it already start? I don't even know.
It's supposed to have been I think it was about a week ago or so, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that is surprising. It is disappointing, but on the, you know, along with that, it's also, you know, going by track record, not entirely unexpected. And it's weird. I mean, it's not like they're holding out for some superstar director and they're willing to put the brakes on for, you know, Steven Spielberg to get finished with his movie so they can work on this. It's this dude, Robert Schwenke, whoever the hell that is. So, I mean, is he a decent enough director that they can wait for him to return? Or, I mean, is it just so far into the creation process they can't really pivot right now and name a new director? I don't know. But, I mean, it was already going to be a stretch for them to hit the release date they were targeting. I can't even imagine that Schwenke will be able to create a whole nother film, come back to Snake Eyes, and still make any kind of semblance of a release date.
What's crazy about the whole thing for me is the time that we're talking about here. We already were kind of in a time crunch anyway.
Right.
And this is a whole film that's got to be done before he returns to Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
So conceivably, this could be knocking a year onto what we already expected. It could be March 21 instead, which wouldn't not be surprising if this is the way it goes. There hasn't been an official word, actually, on this since the news broke yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously we had our own delay in getting this news burst out.
Yeah, sorry, I was working on another film about earthquakes yesterday. I couldn't record. I was on full Seneca force and was talking about his return to earthquake documentaries.
Well, I even checked up on that movie and there's hardly any information about it anywhere. Apparently it's going to be a biopic. I'm guessing about the philosopher from like ancient Greece or something along those lines.
I thought it was going to be about the WWF earthquake wrestler.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what it is. Obviously, it's the parents having sex to make Earthquake, right?
It's the birth of Earthquake.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Birthquake. Anyway, this has gone way off track. But I was kind of, I'm really concerned now because there's no way it conceivably that he can get an entire film done and dusted, you know, or filmed, and then come back to this one, like, and put any kind of, I mean, surely casting needs him to some degree, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. But I mean, the weird thing is like you said, you couldn't find anything on this film at all. You know, I'm Google searching Seneca on the Creation of Earthquakes, and there's literally nothing. I mean,
like an IMDb blackout that you need the pro account to actually view any details. But what's the betting that the details are director Robert Schwenke, and that's it?
Yeah, that's probably about it. Yeah, I don't. It's really bizarre. At this point, I mean, if they are at all serious about releasing this film at any semblance of a schedule, then you know, they got to find a different director or something. I mean, they can't just sit here and wait, especially if the principal photography has started. I would imagine they've got actors in mind. I would imagine they've coordinated a bunch of different resources to just have the director kind of say, oh, you know, just kidding, I'm working on this movie now. Yeah, they've got to be able to find somebody else.
Why sign him? And then, like, for this to happen, like, I am just gobsmacked that this is allowed to happen. Like, if I were Hasbro and Paramount, I'd be like, okay, well, on your bike then, we'll get somebody else.
Exactly.
And that is simple as that, because, you know, there's no, how can you turn around and say, oh, my other film's been approved now, so I'll see you later? It just, to me, it just seems like that's just the utter disrespect. And I'm, you know, I'm sure Seneca is going to be a much bigger, much better film than Snake Eyes the movie ever would be. I don't even know anything about it, but I'm guessing it would be.
Right.
But I just think, well, they need a new director, I think. And I think there will be official word on this. And I think that's the kind of word we're probably going to be hearing. We're going to be hearing that he's off the movie. And someone else is going to be brought in, I would imagine.
It's certainly not unprecedented for directors to change midstream, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happens here. I mean, it would just be one more, you know, train wreck surrounding a G.I. Joe film, but I mean, like you said, we've come to kind of expect it. So I guess it wouldn't be a G.I. Joe film release without some kind of weird controversy to go along with it. We had G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra, which, you know, was made during the Hollywood strike for script writers, so they're like making it up as they went along.
And it showed.
And then there was G.I. Joe Retaliation 3D, not 3D, and, you know, 9 month delay.
9 months. That threw the toys off. They had to like recall some of the toys, didn't they, as well?
I guess if you know, they could do that to G.I. Joe Retaliation, then this is just a minor bump in the road. But yeah, you get to the point where you're like, okay, is it worth getting all worked up over this stuff or what? Maybe it's time to...
You know who's going to be jumping in now, don't you? DJ.
No, yeah, probably Caruso.
Yeah, DJ Caruso, I think, will be lined up for it. I know there was talk of Gary Gray doing the Mask movie months and months ago. That seems to have been like completely, you know, I don't know, there's nothing about that ever since, really.
Yeah, no, nothing.
We haven't heard anything else after the ROM writing from Zach Penn, who he was going to be kind of leading the way on the ROM movie.
Yeah.
There's just been like all these things that we report on and hear about.
Yeah.
It's probably just conversations being had in Hollywood, you know, like just quick little things, and people catch on it, and it's all of a sudden snowballs and turns into an actual story.
And it's clear that, you know, they don't really have a grip on what's going on, because anytime you hear all these different rumors, it means that stuff is just being thrown at the wall and they're waiting to see what sticks. And so far there hasn't been much that has stuck.
Well, I'm sure we're going to hear some official words soon. Based on that, obviously we'll be bursting about it, because we're bursting to burst about it right now. And if we haven't been involved in any earthquakes by then, we will hopefully be able to get you some more birthquakes. What even is that? That's like when you've given birth, the aftershocks. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now.
Good Lord.
But anyway,
I've witnessed two births, and I can't describe any of them as birthquakes, so I don't know how that works.
It's making me feel sick, that word, birthquake. Anyway, we will burst all over it as soon as the information comes out. On top of that news, Justin, and just quickly, any fun April Fool's things that have come and hit you in the face today that you want to talk about?
Oh my God! Well, the state drives me absolutely crazy, because you know, all these news sites who think they're so funny by scrolling this news out, and you've got like
they basically become the Onion, don't they?
Oh my God! Well, Marvelous News reported this morning how Marvel Legends was moving to Mattel, and it was so obvious that it was an April Fool's thing. And it's not especially funny anymore. Maybe I'm just grumpy about April Fools, but it seems like every April Fools, every internet fan site tries to outdo itself with clever pranks that, you know, they're not funny, and they end up getting people all worked up.
what surprises me, though, and I think it's definitely more cynical now, like I think like this year especially has shown that people instantly are just, you know, second guessing everything that comes out. What makes me laugh is why that isn't done in the rest of the year. Why aren't people second guessing everything that's coming out?
Yeah, I've seen a couple memes today, which is like, you know, April Fool's Day, the only day that people actually second guess what they read on the internet. Yeah,
yeah, analyze it and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And you know, I know we're definitely a site for speculation, no doubt, but it just was intense today.
Yeah, there was a lot of it.
Yeah, so. I think it's definitely worse this year than it has ever been. I think everyone's just got to that point now where they just know, they expect it. It's like April Fool's is here. Let's see what crazy stuff's going to be said and exactly. You know, what comes out. The problem is there's been a few stories today that have been legit, and it took me hours to work out whether they were or not.
Oh, that's the obnoxious thing, is that when movie sites aren't, you know, obvious about that it's an April Fool's joke, and you know, I still get people sharing articles, you know, a joke article about Disney coming back with like a Gargoyles animated series reboot that was first posted on April Fool's Day like 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And people still share it every once in a while, being like, oh my god, I'm so excited, this is coming. And you have to be like, did you read the date? Yeah, that was from, you know, number one, 6 years ago, number two, April 1st, so get a grip. And it's so obnoxious. It really is. I'm probably just a grumpy old man.
Yeah, you're definitely just a grumpy old man. But you'll be happy to know that this story came out on the 31st. So all right, that's we're just late in reporting
it.
Yeah, this is just, I wish it was an April Fool's.
I was gonna say, yeah, believe me, it would be nice if it was April Fool's, but yeah, no. It'll be April Fool's Day if the movie actually gets released.
It'll probably be released on April Fool's. If it's gonna be March, it's definitely gonna be April, so but anyway, yes, we will bring you more news as it comes in. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Fool's Force.
You just thought about that on the fly, didn't you?
They did not.
Wow, that is impressive.
Fool's Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.